Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws
us to you. It's time for the word, amen! How many of you have been so blessed by the messages that we've been listening to? And today our Father has another powerful word. If you're excited, make some noise. Let's welcome Bishop Dykewood Mills.
The Lord has given for you and me so we can see. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me so we can see. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given.
Sing it to your neighbor.
I see the light.
Do you see the light?
Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me so we can see. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you.
I want you to pray for a moment that God will give you light. Amen. Arise and shine, because thy light has come. The light has come into your life. Close your eyes, lift your hands up and pray for just a minute. Father, we thank you for light that is released into our lives. Let shadows of darkness that are brooding over our lives be taken away. And let bright light shine all around us, that we may also begin to shine. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. You may be seated. Before this service is over, you are going to experience light. Whatever is called darkness, whatever makes you trip, whatever makes you hurt because you cannot see, will be banished by the light that is coming to you today. You will become a testimony. People who haven't seen you for some time when they see you next. They will say, a light is shining in your life. Receive that word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wisdom 8. Now, you need to listen carefully. Wisdom 8. Proverbs chapter 8. Check your Bible on your phone, wherever it is. We are doing Wisdom 8 this afternoon. Amen.
Amen.
Now, close your eyes, clench your fist, and pray to God. Say, God, I want to be wise. Please help me to be wise. Help me to be wise. Please help me to be wise. I pray in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. You believe God has heard your prayer?
Amen.
You know, one day I woke up and the Lord said to me, pray for light.
Wow.
Yeah. I was surprised. I was coming to pray about something else. He said, pray for light. Actually, the prayer topics which the Holy Spirit has given me at different times have actually been a kind of guidance for me. One time I went somewhere to pray and the Lord said to me, pray for these three things. And I was completely thrown off course from what I had intended to do there. I didn't intend to pray for three things at all. But I had to stay on those three things. Yeah. One time I woke up and the Lord said to me, pray for an angel. Yes. To come and help you. You see, some of the angels are so far. Do you see? Some of the stars we see are actually angels. That is why in the book of Revelation you see a star fell from heaven and that star opened the key, opened the gate, released the judgment on the earth. That is why the dragon pulled one third of the stars to join him, the angels. Yeah, try to get rid of the hum. Something is humming. Yeah. Are you there?
Yes.
The sun is far bigger than the earth. And the stars you see are so small. As they have discovered more, especially the technology of laser, whatever, they've been able to calculate the distances. Laser is not even a word. It's light amplification, something, something, something. It's an acronym for. It's not a word. It's not a light amplification, something, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. The English weren't good at the time. And then they found the other stars. Some are 1,000 times bigger than the sun. They are so far. Jesus is called the Son of Righteousness. S-U-N of righteousness with healing in his wings. You'll be surprised that he's one of the sons out there that you are seeing twinkling there. Since they discovered Pluto, it hasn't finished going around the sun once. It's so far. It takes a long time. It hasn't gone around once. Yeah, it's still going. Yes. I mean, we've been going around the sun every year. Yeah. So when you see the picture of the sun, Arcturus, and some of the other stars, what we call stars or suns, they're far bigger than the sun. Jesus, the sun, not sun, S-O-N, sun of righteousness, with healing in his wings. You will be a shining star. When we partake of the communion today at the end of the service, the life of that shining sun is going to come into you, and you'll become one of the shining stars. The prophecy you believe. Now, when we first started the First Love Church, I called them stars. I didn't say there's the dancing ministry. Yes, I call them the dancing stars. Now, as time has gone by, the name, you see, that's why your name is important. You know, there are many things that make up something that works. And one of them is the name. When you don't have a good name, it's something important to work on. Because sometimes your name will lift you up. My name, for instance, means brightness. Yes, dark. It means day, brightness, shining. It's a name my father gave me. I wouldn't be surprised if my name is fighting for me. Yeah. May you have a good name. A name that fights for you. Why not? Yes. So, wisdom 8. Does wisdom not cry and understanding put forth her voice? Yeah, so there's a question. Like, is wisdom not calling out to you? He is. She is. Okay? You would have thought that wisdom is something quiet. Wisdom is always calling and saying, look, this is the way. Like when you hear preaching, preaching is calling out to you to be wise, to listen. Do you see? But not everybody is interested in listening to that. Like I'm here now. I'm here, I'm in the Kodesh. I'm the founder of this church. And I've come here to have a service. I don't normally always often come here. We are not going to be coming here always because our First Love Church was ready. But as I'm in this hall, crying, wisdom is crying. You would have thought that everybody would say, oh yes, here I am. I'm here to, I want to hear what you have to say. But it's not like that. But let's see where wisdom is calling from. Verse 2. She standeth at the top of high places, and by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, and at the entry of the city, and at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. Wow. O ye simple, understand wisdom. O you fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Amen. Now, wisdom is standing in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. What does this mean? Very simple. It means what it says. Wisdom is standing at the top of high places. So any high place, okay, is speaking wisdom to you. So wisdom is direction, guidance. So any high place that you know of, look at it, it will speak to you. Okay. So let's go through, because wisdom is standing in the high places, the high spots of this life, the high spots in this world, has wisdom speaking from there. So like in this life, what are the places which have been exalted? You can look there and you will see wisdom talking to you from that point without even reading the Bible. You don't understand. What are the high places? What are the exalted spots? And who is sitting at the exalted spots? Do you know any exalted chair in Ghana? And who is in that chair? There is a call of wisdom coming from that chair, that high place. You don't understand it? Is it getting clearer? High places. Wisdom crieth from the high places. She standeth in the top of the high places. She stands in the top of the high places. High places. She stands at the top of the high places. And wisdom is speaking to you from there. Okay. Do you know any high places in Ghana? What high places do you know? Is there any high spot? Exalted chair. President. Good. When you look at that exalted position, do you see a lot of wisdom comes to you by watching anybody who is standing in the high place of what you should do and what you shouldn't do? Why? Because your life may be just like the president's life, but you are a common person. So you are at a low place. Do you understand? So your decisions and the testimony of your life will never be seen much. Uh-huh. You're not likely to be in the news. Is it not true? I mean, you're not likely to be on the front page. Because you are in a low place. But those in high places, when the camera is going around, it picks them. Do you see? And then you start to see them. So all high places are broadcasting wisdom on a daily basis. And you need to look and to learn. If you take all our presidents, start from the current one, you can see wisdom crying there. You see that he did not, you know, if you look at these people, okay, if you look at different political parties, you have They put forth 10 candidates, 2 candidates, 3 candidates, whatever. Then they all say, I want to be the president. I think I can be. I think I should be. And most of the people who've done that haven't become president. This one wasn't trying to be president, and he's become president. So it shows that promotion does not come from the east or from the west. But God chooses people and sets them in places. We've been ruled by every ideology in Ghana for the last 60 years. Every ideology has had a chance and has steered the country whichever way they think. And we are here. We are where we are. You get it? Yeah. Our job is that whoever is in power, we pray for you. We are like the army. You know, one day I went to Burma camp and I visited one of our brethren there. And I asked him, so if there is a coup, because some of you don't know about coups, but we used to have coups. You put on the radio, you hear the music. Then you know that there is a coup. There's a song. We have a song for it. So we used to have coups all the time. And somebody is trying to overthrow the government all the time. So I asked him, so how do you know what to do? He said, though, you hide and you wait to hear what is happening. And when you hear that this person is speaking on the radio and that he is in charge, then you come and your duty is to support him, the one who is in power. Yeah. Once it's established that he's the head of state, the whole army is supposed to support the government in power. So then you come out as general, majors, and whatever. It's like, this is it. Yeah. So we used to have it all the time. That lets you know, what do you do? So that we whoever comes, we support you, we pray for you. Yeah. That's our work. We are not politicians. I'm not a politician. But they are exalted places. So when you watch, you can learn for yourself. Many who are trying to have money don't have money. They are rather the ones who don't have money. Those even who are trying to get beloveds, they are not getting beloveds. Yeah. Those who are trying to look attractive are not attracting. Shh. Are you there? Then you go to the one before, Professor Mills, and you see you can learn something from his life. Every high place you can learn. In fact, sometimes God lets you see very well so that you learn how he died, how he lived, what he did. There are so many things that I learn when I watch him. Yes. Then before we had President Kufo, who was also one of our presidents for 8 years. He is also somebody that you can learn from. Not that from learn from him, but learn by watching the high place and what he's doing there. Is it not amazing?
It's amazing.
There are many high places to learn from. See footballers. Watch them. They are in high places. You learn. Prosperity does not come only from school. You've gone to school. What do you have? Look at somebody just 80,000 pounds a week. It should teach you something right there. Just watch it. And you see that it's not only the school that leads to their English weren't good. Most of the time, their English weren't good at the time. Sometimes the English weren't there. Look at the high places. All the things they do. Look at the. You see somebody who used to be a footballer with a lot of money is struggling. And it will teach you. You don't even read the Bible. It will teach you that riches do not endure forever. Does not endure to every day. Without reading the Bible, just looking at Michael Jackson, the house he was, and other star singers. You see, he was his house. He had rented it. He had rented the house with a landlord. He has a landlord. He was 25 years old when he made Thriller, and he became the most selling song ever, even up till today. And you see somebody like that has got financial problems. And he's owing millions. You can learn something from that. You can even decide, I will build a house so that I will never rent. But no matter what happens to my poverty, to me, I will not be renting a house. You watch Michael Jackson, you can learn. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't sleep. So he was taking sleeping tablets. You know, when he died, I called my friend. I said, no, the sleeping tablet you are taking, it's not a good thing. Too much sleeping tablet. Because people can't sleep. That's the problem. They can't sleep. Huh? You don't know about it, eh? You don't know that people can't sleep. Because you like sleeping. It will teach you something. The high places. That is why there are biographies written about great people. Every great spot. High place is a high place. Pastors, ministers. You can learn. I mean, when I read the stories and the lives of William Carey, Adoniram Jackson, James McKeown, Zinzendorf. It's almost like reading the Bible. Just their lives. William Carey's son, he was staying in the capital city of Burma. And he decided to move to, the capital. He packed his wife and four children. He went in a boat on a river to go. That was the only way you go. When they were going, the boat capsized and his wife and four children, all of them drowned. Yeah. Yeah. Doing the work of God. I don't know what they were going to do at the capital, but they decided to move. All of them drowned, wife and children, four. Even Adoniram Jackson, the way his wives died. One, two, three. Wow. You can learn a lot. Even William Carey. When I read William Carey's life, you see that, look, it is God who calls you and it doesn't depend on anybody. Which is in the Bible. Look to Abraham, your father, and Sarah who bare thee. For I called him alone. Alone. So if you do what I say or you don't do what I say, it doesn't change me, my calling. When I read about William Carey, he had a friend called Dr. Thomas. Dr. Thomas, if you read about Dr. Thomas, I'm talking about the high places, you learn a lot. When they were about to go to India. Dr. Thomas, they had some money. When they got to India, the money they were going to use, Dr. Thomas had used all. Yeah. So when they arrived on day one, they were really hot because of Dr. Thomas. The first time I read the story, I thought to myself, yeah, the man has gone to get a problem and he's moving with this problem. When I read it the second time, I saw that it is not like that at all. It rather shows you that everybody has his use. Because it was Dr. Thomas who had a vision to go to India. Because he had been to India before and wanted to go. And when he met William Carey was encouraged to go to India through this guy. Then there was a British India company which didn't allow missionaries because they didn't want the missionaries to teach the Indians certain things so that they would know that they are being cheated or whatever. So they did not allow missionaries to go. They blocked it. So one day, Dr. Thomas, the one who came there, they said, look, there is a Danish from Denmark, a Danish ship that is going. They will take us. If you don't mind, let's try going through the Danish ship. And they land on another part of India. When we use them, we can go. That was the idea. When they got to India, it was the same Dr. Thomas who won the first convert after 8 years. So Dr. Thomas who brought the guy to Christ and started the whatever. It was Dr. Thomas who helped him so many things. But only that he had this financial, what do you call it? So you see, there are people who can be a blessing to you. Do you understand? But there's maybe one aspect that is not so excellent. It's wearing good at the time. And you see, you will learn to have such people around. No matter what. Because it was Dr. Thomas who organized everything, including that. And he died. He was 44. He died and left William Carey. Yeah. But he brought him there, organized, helped, brought the strategy. They went together. Even when William Carey's wife said she would not go, Dr. Thomas came to the house. They all talked to the woman. Oh. She explained to her that your position is by the side of your husband. That is where you belong. This is Dr. Thomas. So what I'm trying to say is that people's lives, their high places, is crying wisdom, teaching you something all the time. So anytime you see something high, watch it and learn it. Learn something from it. When I see an archbishop, I learn so much, so many things I can't even say. Because you see, even though we are all pastors and so on, that is not actually how it is. He was a great man of God, and I was a student in school. We are not the same, even though we seem to all have churches. He is like he's the man of God with a major church and a ministry. I was a student in school. I didn't have any church. That's the church I went to as a member, like how you are coming here. Yeah. So many things that happen in his life, I watch it. And it is crying to me, showing me many things. Instead of criticizing, I'm rather learning from it. Yeah. And some of you, even your own house is a high place. Your father is a high place. And your mother is a high place. Instead of learning from it, your eyes are closed. But from today, your eyes are open. So she stands at the top of the high places and by the places of the paths. That's the second place that wisdom stands, by the places of the paths, or where people have gone, where people have passed. So when you see what somebody did and you see what result it gave, if I take my missionary, some of them have walked a certain path, even the pastor, some of them have walked a certain path in relation to me. In relation to God. So you see, and that's why the Bible says, stand ye in the way. It says, that says the Lord, stand ye in the way and see. and ask. You see, you are supposed to ask for the old paths. Ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk ye in it. But they said, we will not walk in it. So you see, you have to, where is the old path? So who went here? You have to ask, who went here and who went here? Ah, this sister, this is the how she went. Look at where she is. This brother, this is how he went. This was, wow. This is the way that most of the people went. And this is the one that asked, see and asked, how, what did this one do? And learn. So wisdom is crying from the paths. My path has been, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things that people are dying for have been added unto me. Wow. You are destined from today going forward to walk in the good path, in the old path. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Yes. You know? Okay. Verse 3. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, and at the coming in at the doors. This is the next third position from where you get a lot of wisdom. The entry of the city. The entry of the door. You get a lot of wisdom when you enter a city. At the gate and at the coming in at the doors. The entrance of a place speaks very loud. And usually, because you are entering a place for the first time, you notice everything at your entry. But when you stay, you don't notice anymore. So for instance, if you've never been to the Kodesh, when you come, you say, oh wow. There are several honest architects who've come here and said, wow, this is an architectural masterpiece. Yes. So we have had even them sending us forms to fill for awards. Yes. And so on and so forth. You see. But that is what strikes you at the entry. The first time you are coming is the entry. You notice everything God wants you to notice at the entrance. After you stay for some time, you don't notice it anymore. That is why when you go to a place, you see God speaking to you almost immediately. Every time I've been all over the world, God speaks to me. At least wisdom cries to me at the entry. The first time I went to Amsterdam, I was looking out of the window and I saw the squares. Just look out of the window. Squares. Everywhere is in squares. They've arranged the fields in squares. Up to the runway. They are farming. Almost the runway. A bit. They don't leave any space. It was when I said, oh, white people, they don't. You see, if there is 1 square meter to farm, they will farm it. The first time I went to Winneba, Takoradi, Cape Coast, first time. Now I don't notice anymore because I'm not entering. I've been here. But the first time I went, I noticed bushes. From Accra to Takoradi is bushes. Bush. No squares. But they are farming there. When I say squares, I mean from here to here, arranged in squares. There's nothing like unused land. Ghana, we import food, eh? We import food. We import everything. Huh? It's like as if there is nothing here. But you see, I'm just trying to explain that When you go for the first time, you notice God giving you wisdom, and you must always take note of those wisdom keys. Let's say if you came for the first time, you see me preaching. You see, like when the president came, he saw me preaching. He commented on himself. The way you walk around effortlessly, just share it. But you see, you are with me as I'm walking around effortlessly all the time. So you don't notice it. That's a normal preaching to you. But at the entrance, you always notice certain things. And you have to take note of it. Yes. Yes. He said, wisdom cries at the door. It's right at the door. You see all the things. But when you enter and you've been there for some time, you don't notice. And the wisdom stops coming. Yes. Then you start to become familiar. Yes. And don't notice that it is nice or it is beautiful. That is why it's important to travel. That's why sometimes when I travel, I go with a lot of people. Somebody may think it's expensive. But it's expensive to have idiots all around you. It's more expensive. You may not understand when I say it's expensive to have idiots. One day we had a man, he came from America, and he came to fix something on our equipment for the Crusades. Then at a point he was doing, I said, what are you doing again? He said, I'm making it idiot proof. Idiot proof. That was the first time I heard the word idiot proof. Like how we have burglar proof. It's like to protect you from burglars or mosquito proof, waterproof, soundproof, idiot proof. Hey! The last time I went to Korea, I was with about 50 people in Korea. Yeah. 50. I like, oh, to be a bishop, you have to have traveled all over the world. Otherwise, you can't be a bishop. Yes. You can't just stay in the KJB and say that you are a, what do you call it? You have to go to other cities. Yes. All our bishops are widely traveled. You can't be a bishop without that broad mind. Yes. Are you still around? That is why God wants you to travel. Even to travel and come back reveals something about you. Because some of you are stuck here. But from today onwards, you will never be stuck here in Jesus' name. Some of you are stuck. And because you are stuck, you claim God has called you here. But your calling to here is confirmed and emphasized when you have a chance to be there or there or there and you say, I'll be here. Yes, it's true. He's a different kind of person. That's why I like people to find jobs, work. You got a job, so I can be here, I can be there, I can be here. But I choose to be here. It's different. Sounds different. Looks different. I like people to work, have the experience, then choose. It's not that there's no job, so I want to be in full-time ministry. So traveling, so that you enter, because wisdom cries right at the entry point. When you say, wow, look at that, wow, you're amazed. Look, there are many churches which are building, they have not finished building. They started even long before these ones. Yeah. Even the government projects, plenty.
So the fact that when you come and it's completed and we are using it will be wisdom to you. You say, wow. Or you come to a church and you see we are doing something, you say, wow. But when you are used to it, you don't say wow anymore, and the wisdom doesn't occur to you anymore. So usually, that is the best time to glean the harvest of the wisdom keys and note them, note them. That is why every church, see, when I saw that from Amsterdam, I said, no, every branch is important to me. I don't have any branch that is not important. Square by square, every inch, every offering is important to me. Never say you are taking, the offering was just 20, and so what? Never. Never say you are taking my members. Every square is important to me. Yes. I learned it. I said, you go, there is no bush in Europe unless it's a forest reserve intentionally kept as a forest reserve to preserve animals. But from here to Winneba and beyond, you don't know what you are doing here. So you start to see why people are poor at the gates. When you arrive at Kotoka and you are met by the confusion that is there, you immediately receive wisdom. Yeah. Everybody who is, all those who are in charge of the airport have been abroad. They are all international people. There is nobody who is ruling and leading us who doesn't know outside Ghana. They've gone, some of them have lived there, some of them have been to school there. And you realize at the airport, you immediately realize that there is a difference between having seen something and having appreciated something and having even admired something and implementing it in your own world. There are two different things. You can go and you see, but make it happen here. Make it real here. That one takes something else. And that's what God wants to give you. Amen. It's easy to see a nice marriage and say, oh, look at, I like the way, you know, they are too very tight. They are very tight. I like that they are tight. Hey! How to make it happen practically is different. How to be tight. I like the way they are tight. Oh, you see this one, you see her. This is how you see the So, wisdom is learned. This Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1 teaches you that wisdom is learned at the high spots. Anything you see on the news, there is something to learn from it. Just watch them. Yeah. Watch them. Watch them. Watch them. And learn. Don't just say, what I want to do with you. You too. I learn it. When the financial crisis started, I watch on the news, so stock market is good. I became more convinced. Why should I borrow money? I don't like your stock. I don't like your things. I don't want it. It's wisdom. Yeah. You have, you have. You don't have, you don't have. That's right. You are becoming wiser. When I was in medical school, I was watching the doctors who were ahead of me, the high places. Their lives spoke to me that I should never work for Kolebu. I learned it from them. When I watch, I say, hey. One day I saw a man, he has worked there for many years. Apparently the house, everything in the house was government, the cushions, everything. So the day he was leaving, they didn't have even cushions to sit on. He was about 60-something years old. So I watched it and I saw, I said, wow, it's important to have cushions. Have all the things that you need. Cannot say that I'm in a government work. Yes. Just sit down. The man was a phlegmatic, so I learned some of the phlegmatism. It can make you very poor. Do you know why phlegmatism leads to poverty? Because the whole world is tiled. It's concreted and tiled. The floor. God said the ground is cursed. So it will yield with sweat and with thorns. Even when with the sweat, you get thorns. So can you imagine trying to plant grass here? What are we going to do? Look, you will see me sweating for a long time, breaking through here just to plant grass from here to here. So anybody who is not prepared to sweat, the grass will never be planted and it will never grow. So when you are phlegmatic and you just say, I like resting, I like sleeping, I don't like you to hustle. What's a challenge? Waiting, the grapper, waiting man will see before that which is written will be written. I mean, que sera, sera. Waiting man will see before. See self man, they drink him. Iron self, we feed you. Challenge, look, tomorrow day. By all means, you'll be poor because tomorrow day, the tiles will still be there. Under the tiles are concrete. So when you marry a phlegmatic man, expect to be poor unless you are an industrious lady. You will by all means be poor. And you are likely never to have a house. The phlegmatic will not easily build a house. It will flow with you government work. All right. Now, faster, we are ending. Wow. Unto you, O men, I call. My voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom. O ye fools, be of an understanding heart. I will speak of excellent things. Yes. You see, you have to learn to speak about excellent things. One day I was solving a marital problem in the office. The wife said the husband is not talking to her anymore. I said, what is the problem? She said, I talk, but he doesn't speak. And he said, I don't enjoy your conversation. Because some people, their conversation, the conversation were not good. Weren't good at the time. Then the girl got angry. You say you don't like my conversation? When we were in a relationship, you used to call me 8 hours. I'll talk it. Look, that 8 hours, it is raps and lovey-lovey talk. You get what I'm saying? Hi, baby. How is it? Yeah, I miss you. What are you doing today? All right. Okay. I'm also frying fish today. Wow. Pardon? What did you say? Pardon? You said you are also... Oh, okay. Okay. You are going to see your mother. Oh, wow. Charlie, say hi to your mother for me. Does your mother know me? Have you told her about me? Okay. Yeah. Pardon. Look, the line is not there. I'll call you back. I'll call you right back. Then you call again. Oh, yeah. You were saying. You said you're going to your mother. Okay. Your mother. You are chatting. Lovey talk. When you marry, there will be no more. You already know your mother. Your mother knows your mother. You are not. There's no way that you are going. You are telling me you are going to see your mother. And when the conversation weren't good at the time, he said, I will speak of excellent things. Yes. When the news is on or when there is something economic you don't understand, you'll just be yawning. Even when they put on a film that needs small understanding, or oh what? Chale, you have slept, cry. Like, chale, you are gone, cry. It's like, I mean, you can't understand anything. I mean, excellent things there, chale. You are empty. Look, I'll give you some homework. Don't tell anybody. When you are driving, just look into people's cars. When you see a man and a woman, if they are talking, they are not married. Usually. If they are talking, you see the talking. Then try to drive closer and see if there are any rings. In Ghana. Come. You see it, put your finger down. You see people walking on the beach and at the beach like this. No, they are not married. Or if you see them skipping, let's skip. They are not married. When they are married, they'll be walking like you better walk faster. I mean, we are going somewhere. Hey! Yeah, I speak of excellent things. Some of you, the only stories, you know, he told me this, and he said that, and then I told him this, and then I hear that her mother is there, I hear that this and that, he married this one after, God, and so the child is actually not the child, but is actually what the parent is, and so, okay, it was the uncle's father who brought the person, and, hey, these are not excellent things. These are all that you know. These are all that you know. You can't speak of excellent things. You are just empty. And on top of that, you start arguing about everything else. Empty shells arguing. Stubbornly. Wow. Okay. Now, how many are going to especially learn some excellent things to be able to speak? See, they are watching. Watch more. No? And the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. You see, opposition to and fro. Some of you, every, except you, every word is froward, negative, opposition. To and fro. That's what the word froward means. To and fro. Towards and frowards. Habitually opposed. Every idea you have a negative thing about it. Froward. And those of you who are in relationship and you are already seeing frowardness. Everything you say, let's go to, they say fro. Let's go to, they say fro. Let's change here. No, fro. To and fro. It's froward. You've got a froward person. You got a forward person. Get a flowing person. Are you there?
Now, this Bible is just moving. Verse 9. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and write to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, you need instruction, not silver. As young people, you need instruction. It's not silver that you need. But you know, you feel that you need money. Like you really feel the need for money. But what you really need is knowledge and instructions. Amen.
Amen.
All right. What are instructions? What are instructions? Instructions are what to do. Amen.
Amen.
What are you told to do? What are you being asked to do? Amen.
Amen.
What are you being asked to do? Just do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is something that we all need. Even grown-ups need instruction. Do this. Do this. You will not even get. So it's honorific to be told, do this. The struggle to marry and the struggle to be happy in marriage will reduce by more than 50% if you could be told what to do.
Yeah.
Two struggles. The struggle to marry and the struggle to be happy when you are married will reduce by more than 50%. Like more than 50% of the struggles will go away. Yes. If you can be told, if you can be given instructions. And instructions are given for very important things, like flying a plane. There's not your ideas are not important. Because it's supernatural to fly in the air. And in the army, we don't give discussion, we give instructions. They are called instructors. And in certain games, you have instructors. It's not a discussion. Some of us, we are so young, but we feel we should discuss. Let's discuss. Let's analyze. But we need instructions. Do this. Learn to be able to say to your father, Father, tell me exactly what to do, and that is what I will do. That's what they say sometimes. They say, but when you tell them, they won't do. They say, tell me. When you tell them, so, okay, can I see you later? Instructions. Very important for your life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it says, wisdom is better than rubies. Yes. And all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. In other words, what you see at the entrance of the city is more to be desired than rubies. What you see in the high places and the things you learn from the high places is more precious than rubies and silver and gold. Even me as your shepherd, God has placed me in front of you to go in and out before you. That's what God does. And it is supposed to be a place that you receive instructions and blessings from. Turn with me to Numbers 27. Verse 15. And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, let the Lord God of the spirits of the flesh set a man over the congregation. Over. That's what God does. He sets somebody above you. That is why pastors usually have members from their own age and below. It's not common to have people older than the pastor in the pastor's church. Do you understand?
Usually the members are mostly from the pastor's age and below. So it says, God will set a man over the congregation. Why? Which may go out, verse 17, before them, and which may go in before them in their view. He will live in their view. He will not be an angel. He will not be an angel. He will go in and he will come. He will go and he will come in front of them. But he's been set there by God over them. Which may lead them out. And which may bring them in. So that the congregation of the Lord will not be as sheep that have no shepherd. When sheep have no shepherd, what is the hope of a sheep walking from KJB to Accra, passing through Lome on the way? What is the hope of a pig walking from Bogatanga to Accra? Will he get to Accra at all? Is it not amazing? Is it not fantastic? So God, to solve that problem, he raises up a man over you. He puts somebody over you. That the person is not an angel. He's a human being. He will go in and he will come. He will go and he will live there practically. He will live in front of you. You see him living, marrying, struggling, fighting, winning, losing, everything in front of you. It is God's blessing to you to set wisdom. It's a high place. And that wisdom, what you see, is more precious than rubies, than silver, than gold. It's more precious. It's more precious. When God set Kenneth Hagin there, and I could see, and whatever I could grasp from afar, what a blessing. When the Lord set the Archbishop there, above, ahead, far ahead, then I could see it is more precious than gold and silver. Certain things that have not happened to me, they did not happen to me because they happened to him. And they happened to him in front of me so that I will see. That is the only reason. But not that he was the bullet receiver. He has received so many bullets for us. Yes. Let him set a man. Then the Lord said to Moses, okay, I've heard what you say. Take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thine hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, and that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim and before the Lord. And at his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. This is what God has decided. This is how God has decided to look after his people. He will set somebody above them. Okay, look at the person. And the person's own, there are many things that, you see, because you are a human being that has been set there, your life is not perfect at all. Sometimes the things that you are powerful about are because of your wounds. Because by his wounds you are healed. So it is wound, even sometimes the person has suffered certain things. That is why the person has a ministry in that area. Most people who have ministry of healing were sick and they were healed. Then they start become healers. And different things you may not know. So it's not that God raises up things. Look at and see. Look and see. And you are supposed to learn. When I wanted to be an evangelist, all I look at Billy Graham. I started to listen. Every sermon Billy Graham has ever preached that is available, I have listened to it several times. I started learning how to preach at Crusade by studying his sermons and writing down the messages that he's preaching. That is how I learned how to preach at the Crusades. You look at the high places and his life, his biography, and then Bonke. I've read all his stories. All. Listen, you look at the high places and you learn. In some of the high places, there are words coming. Sometimes there's no words, just life. It is happening for you. And even your parents. That's why I said, don't criticize. You see, the way you will copy your parents whom you don't believe, you will be amazed. You see that it has happened to me. This is how my mother was. It's happening exactly. This is how my father's marriage was. It has happened. This is how my mother's life became. It's exactly 100%. You wouldn't even believe it. So the high places are broadcasting wisdom. And God gave you the first high place, your house. The second high place, your church, your pastor. They are standing there. You look at us. You see myself, Bishop Saki, Bishop Eddie. You see that we have been, by God's grace, together for so long. It's a message. It's a high place. You learn something from it. Hey. So this is what God is always doing. He's always setting people. God says, set somebody there. He will go in and out in front of the people. Never an angel. Angel and an angel, they say, but you are an angel. You don't feel what I feel. I said, do you know what it's like to experience lust? The angel will say, no, what is that? But a real pastor, a pastor who is pretending, he'll say, oh, what is that? I don't know. Explain. No. But if you meet somebody like Elijah, he'll tell you, I'm a man of like passion. I have feelings, man. I have feelings. Are you listening? Back to Proverbs. Hey, time is gone. All right. What verse are we on? 12. Yeah. I, wisdom, I dwell with prudence. I find out knowledge of witty inventions. Verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Amen. I know you may not understand what I'm saying, but listen to it, because some of you are going to be lifted into high places. Yeah. When you are high, God hates arrogance, proud things, big things. Don't be too big. Yeah. Even singers, you can see different affectations and airs. Some sing as though they're, Charlie, just talk to us with the song. You get what I'm saying? Just talk to us. Talk to us. What are you saying? We can't even hear what you are saying. Affectations. Huh? Yeah. God hates big things. One day I was with someone who was a millionaire. And he made a comment. I saw that, you know, because I go around in a simple way, he thinks I don't know all these things that he was. I say, all these things, I know them. You can see it, but you don't change. Yeah. You can have it, but it's nothing. It becomes so big. There are some people who cannot even, when we are in the church, we are clapping, they are not, what are these children? It's too noisy. Look at it. Tell your neighbor, I hope it is not you that you are the one. Amen. Wisdom 8. Now. Where are we? Verse 14.
counsel is mine. Sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. What? Wisdom makes you strong. Yeah. Wisdom makes you strong. Karate doesn't make you strong. Judo doesn't make you strong. Boxing doesn't make you strong. We have stopped all those things. Somebody will take a gun and just shoot you. Pah! And you are gone. Wow. It's past. We are not using physical strength. We are using up there, something up there. Develop yourself in wisdom. Wisdom strengtheneth a city more than 10 armed men. Yes. That's why the wars are being fought now with technology. If they want to bomb us now in this chapel, look, they will select which door and which window the bomb will come through. Which of these doors? They are not going to even choose the building. They will choose the window. Yes. Look, all these things you are doing, one person with his knowledge just throw you away somewhere. So, even to marry, it takes wisdom. Girls, it takes wisdom. No, sir. My hair, my this, my whatever. I'm going to make this place bigger, this place smaller, this one like this, this place, this. Look. Be wise. If you are wise, you will see. You will attract them like flies. They will be coming. Yes. We have two types of sisters. Wind pollinated sisters and insect pollinated sisters. Huh? Wind pollinated and insect pollinated flowers. Go and check your BEC notes. You will see the two types of sisters. Check your notes. Amen. All right. I, wisdom, I dwell with prudence. Counsel is mine. I have strength. By me, kings reign. Princes decree justice. By me, princes ruled and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. That's how to be a leader, wisdom. The world is full of selfish people, greedy people. How to channel the greediness and the selfishness of the people so that when they get something for themselves, they also get something for the nation. That's how to be a leader. Because the greediness, it is there. Everybody who is in politics wants something. And needs something apart from wanting, they also need. And how to channel such that when you get what you want, the nation also gets what it wants. That's how to lead. Do you understand? Uh-huh. Because you can put people in government and blast them up, but still they want things. And they also need it. So how to channel their wickedness, their selfishness, their greediness, and their strengths, so that as they get things for themselves, the country also gets what it needs. That's how to lead. But you can't cure the greediness. You can't cure our human selfishness. You can't counsel it away. That's why the Bible says, by me, princes rule. Princes decree justice. Kings rule. Cannot rule. Cannot lead without great wisdom. Yeah. You are becoming the wisest person. Amen.
Amen.
I love them that love me. And those that seek me early shall find me. Early finding. Oh. I hope you are finding early. Whatever blocks your mind and your heart from receiving is cut off today in Jesus' name. Yes, early. Huh? Receive it early. What is the use of knowing the right thing to do after you've destroyed your life? I now understand. I now get what you were talking about, Bishop. Seek him early. Seek him early. Yes. Anybody who is working, learn from the person above you at the workplace. It's a high place. Did you hear me? Anybody who is high in anything, the person, the high place is broadcasting. Yes. Wisdom for you. Yeah. So wherever you work, whatever you do, look in your workplace. You see, anybody who is above you is a higher place. Is broadcasting. But the person has gotten to somewhere where you are not. Instead of saying, this woman, I fear her. Oh, this man, I don't like him. You see? Even though you don't like him, he has a quality. He has something that made him go up there that you don't have. Or you don't have it yet. But you are having it. Yeah. You are having it in Jesus' name. Yeah. All right. I'm ending. No, there's something coming up. We have to be rounding up. Riches and honor are with me. Durable riches. How many want durable riches? When your riches are only during NPP, your riches are not durable. And your riches are only during NDC, your riches are not durable. It's not a good riches. Durable riches endure. And riches that are there when you are old. Most older people are broke. Most older people are broke. They depend on their children to send money and look after them and even look after the younger children. Through the wisdom God is giving you, you will grow up and never be a burden to anybody. In the name of Jesus, you will never be a burden to your parents. You'll never be a burden to your country. You'll never be a burden to your children. In Jesus' name. Durable riches. Are you there? Wow. Riches and honor are with me. Durable riches. My fruit is better than fine gold. Yea, than fine gold. And my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Look, anytime you are walking in righteousness, you are wise. Like anything holy, good, righteous, it is wisdom. Righteousness itself is wisdom. Yeah? Righteousness is wisdom. Like there's some great wisdom in it. To be truthful, to tell the truth. Every time you tell a lie, you are not walking in wisdom. It's difficult for somebody to trust you after you've lied the person. Lied to the person. This is one of the bad things you ever do. You see, if you go to somebody's house and the dog bites you, and you come to the house again to visit, they say, oh no, the dog has stopped biting. You just passed through here. You say, no, I don't feel free. It's changed. The dog has changed. Do you get it? So that's what happens when you tell a lie, and they find out that you are lying. From then, me, I remember people who lied to me from 30 years ago, I remember. Yeah. I flow with them and I remember their lies. Yes. I remember clearly. It's not easy. Yes.
One day I went into a room. I was going to pray there. When I got there, I heard, I was praying. Then I heard, clack, clack. I said, ah. I continued. I said, shabalabada, shalabada, 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 clack, clack. I said, I didn't hear, and I continued. Shabalabada, shalabada, clack, clack. Then I looked, and there was a rat passing by. Quite a big one. From that day, when I went to that room, I didn't feel free. How I felt. So it's not there, but yeah, what about if it's because the first time he wasn't there, but he was there. So telling lies, fornication, stealing, wickedness, unholiness, all these things, it is not wisdom. You will think you are, it's just something I'm doing, but it's not wise. It's not wise in your life. Apart from the fact that it's not good, it's also not wise. Yes. Apart from the fact that it's not good, it's also not wise on your behalf. Yeah. And you see that those things bring you down. Yeah. Cheating, lying, stealing. It's not that it's not good or that it's not holy. It's also not wise. So try for yourself. You are walking in righteousness from today. Stand to your feet, everybody. Sorry. I have to end. But we are going to receive communion, and I want you to be blessed with a special communion today. Close your eyes for a moment. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Please pray with me. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand. I want to give my life to God. Maybe somebody invited you to service today. But the first step, the Bible says, the beginning of wisdom is to fear God. If you are here, you want to fear God, to begin to be wise, then lift your right hand up high. Outside, God bless you. Inside, wherever you are, I see your hand, I see your hand, I see your hand. It's very important this afternoon. The beginning of wisdom, the beginning, the beginning, the beginning, the beginning, the beginning, the beginning of wisdom is to fear God. Lift your hand, I see your hand. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Come, come, come. Come from where you are standing.
Come running to that mercy seat where Jesus,
come all the way to the
is
front.
Calling. His grace will be your covering, and His
right
blood
here.
Will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running,
come
to that mercy seat.
Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thanks for today. I recognize that I am a sinner. Today I want to be wise. I open my heart. I give my heart. I give my life, my soul to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I open my heart. I give my soul. I give my life to Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.